Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. The text for our meditation this morning is written for us in St. Peter's first epistle, chapter 4, beginning at the 12th verse. Dear friends, do not be surprised by the fiery trial that is happening among you to test you, as if something strange were happening to you. Instead, rejoice whenever you are sharing in the sufferings of Christ, so that you may rejoice and be glad when His glory is revealed. If you are insulted in connection with the name of Christ, you are blessed, because the Spirit of glory and of God rests on you. So far our text. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, these are your words. Sanctify us through the truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Please be seated. In Jesus the Christ, dear fellow redeemed. Roman Emperor Nero was a cruel and a violent man. It's believed that he had his mother murdered and also his wife. Philip Schaff, a church historian, says this about him. He heaped crime upon crime until he became a proverbial monster of iniquity. On July 24th, 64 AD, Nero began and initiated the first state-sponsored persecution of the church. He blamed the Christians in Rome for the fire that had destroyed much of the city. Many historians believe that Nero himself may have started the fire. So he rounded up Christians, arrested them. Some he fed to wild animals in the arena. Others he crucified. Some report that some Christians were tied to stakes, covered in pitch and tar, and burned alive to light Nero's gardens at night. A fiery trial indeed. It's most likely that the Apostle Peter and the Apostle Paul lost their lives at the hand of Nero. Peter by crucifixion upside down, Paul by being beheaded. Many believe that Peter wrote the words of our text to warn the Christians of this coming spike in persecution by Nero. It's very possible that Peter was in Rome itself at the time of writing. And he sent this out into the provinces of the Roman Empire, knowing that what started in Rome would spread. If that is true, then history would prove Peter right. Peter wrote so that the Christians would not be surprised by the fiery trial. How would you fare if suddenly there was a violent persecution of the church? In many ways, Christians in the United States, and I could say in most of Western civilization, have enjoyed something that is not the norm for Christians. I think that if I went home today and the police were there to confiscate all of my possessions, to arrest me and my family, I would think that was rather strange. But millions of Christians from the time of Christ would think that what we are enjoying is strange because we have relatively relative peace. I think we would be opening ourselves up to deception if we think that this peace that we enjoy could not be taken away, and taken away very quickly. There is already in Minnesota today mounting pressure on the Christian church to accept and teach things about sexuality and gender that are in clear contradiction to God's word. It would not be unreasonable that in the next few years, as in other countries like Canada or in Australia, for pastors to be arrested for teaching the truths of the Christian faith. Do not think that this peace that we enjoy is guaranteed. It could be taken away at any time. How would you fare? You know, we'll talk about peer pressure and how it influences Christians young and old, where we'll easily give in to the crowd rather than following the tenets of our faith. And sometimes it's not even for bold things, but just little mundane things will roll over so easily. How would you fare if someone was taking you and tying you to a stake to light you on fire for personal entertainment? I wonder how I would fare. And yet these are the things that we need to be prepared for. Now, Peter isn't just giving us doom and gloom in our text. He tells us to rejoice and be glad. If we are called upon to suffer as Christ suffered, because we by faith understand that there's a glory that's going to be revealed. That even though it may seem that the world has its way, Jesus in the end will return and proclaim his victory. At that time, all who have held on to him by faith will receive the victor's crown and enter into paradise. So how will you persevere if persecution comes? Keep your eyes fixed on Jesus. Jesus warned us, if they persecute me, they're going to persecute you. But he also said, blessed are the persecuted. If you hold on to Jesus, his victory over sin, death, and the devil will be shared with you. When we hold on to Jesus, even if the world takes our lives, we don't lose, we win. Because Jesus has won heaven for us. Our greatest fear of death is not really dying, it's the judgment that comes with us. Jesus has freed us from that fear of death because he died in payment for our sins. And God raised him from the dead so that we could see his victory. And knowing that Jesus loved us so much that he would die with us. die for us, sorry. He will share his victory with us. He will keep his promise and take us to be with him forever in heaven. So in persecution, we keep our eyes fixed on Jesus and his victory. The churches had the tradition of declaring at Easter, Christ is risen, he is risen indeed. That's really a summary of the Christian hope and life. It's the cry of victory of the church. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. That means that your sins are forgiven. That means at the end of your life, however it comes, your champion Jesus will take you to be with him in heaven. So don't be surprised when fiery trials come. Keep your eyes fixed on Jesus. And he will be with you and get you safely into paradise. To him be the glory, now and forever. Amen. Please stand for the blessing. And now may the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus until life everlasting. Amen. Today in our prayers, we will remember Angela Kelly, who works in the library. She has been hospitalized with some medical issues and an internal infection. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you and thank you for the peace that you have given your church here in the United States. We pray that while that peace lasts, we will continue to use it to proclaim your word so that many more may hear of what you have done for them in Jesus. But Lord, if it is your will that persecution come to your church here in this land, we pray that you would pour out your spirit upon your people, that you would preserve them through that fiery trial. Use that trial to draw them closer to you and to give bold testimony of their faith in you. We pray that whatever may come, you would watch over us and get us all safely to heaven. Gracious Father in heaven, we bring our petitions before you today on behalf of your child Angela. According to your fatherly will, grant wisdom and ability to those who provide her with medical care, that she may be restored to full health. Give her confidence in your tender care and in your promise that you will work all things for the good of those who love you. We commit her into your loving arms, and we ask this all in Christ's saving name. Amen.
Thank you.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.